Hey, I'm Eugene Driscoll. Welcome to Valley Naval Gazing on valleyindy.org, newhavenindependent.org, and 103.5 WNHH, New Haven's community radio station. I'm joined by Ethan Fry, Valley Indy reporter.
What's going on?
Not much. Ethan just got back, not just, but within the last few hours, got back from a court appearance in Milford. Who was appearing and how'd it go?
This was an appearance by the former director of the Derby Senior Center, Sarah Moyo. She was arrested last May, charged with first-degree larceny and accused of embezzling money from the senior center and then spending it on items for herself and her family, like at her house.
She had an application pending today for accelerated rehabilitation, right?
Yeah, and basically what that is
and I should just say today is what's today? Today is
March 30th?
Thursday, March 30th.
Yeah, basically accelerated rehabilitation is for people who don't have criminal records, and in cases where the judge has to find that the crime isn't serious and the defendant is unlikely to commit crimes in the future. And if that's the case, or if a judge determines that's the case, he could continue the matter for up to 2 years. It's essentially unsupervised probation. And then if the person does not get arrested again and does all the stuff that they're asked to do through, you know, if the judge orders them to do community service or something, then the charge will be dismissed, and it's as if they were never arrested in the first place legally.
It's a really common disposition, to use the court term, like I'm a lawyer. It's all, you know, it's usually first-time offenders, non-violence. Non-violent crimes. So, and that's what she had the application pending, and she ended up, the judge granted it. Mm-hmm. What was the mood in the courtroom? And I guess she spoke. What was Sarah's demeanor during?
Yeah, it was the mayor of Derby, Anita Dugata, was there. A lawyer representing the city was there. They objected to her application for the program. So did the prosecutor in the case, Kevin Lawler. Moyo was there. Obviously, she apologized. She read a statement basically apologizing to the senior center and the city of Derby and her own family. And at the end of the hearing, the judge basically said...
Who was the judge?
Judge Frank Iannotti. The judge said basically when a person comes in applying for AR and admits what they did was wrong and has full restitution, then it's usually an easy decision. You grant the application. But because in this case it was public funds, stealing from the public, then it was less an easy decision, he said.
And in addition to like Mayor Dugato opposing AR for the former senior center director, I guess Art Gerkins, who's an alderman in Derby's second ward, he had circulated a petition. I missed that Board of Aldermen meeting when it came up, but was that mentioned in any way, the petition that had gone around?
It was not like formally handed up to the judge that I saw.
It could have been beforehand.
Yeah. I know there were letters written on Moyo's behalf that went to the judge, but when a person applies for AR, the file is sealed, so we can't see any of them.
And one thing that's come out of this, and I'm not going to hesitate to say this, but there was no supervision of the books at the Derby Senior Center.
And that's something that like came out during the hearing.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, the initial
all the sides agree on that.
The initial allegation was like there's $30,000 in questionable charges or whatever. And then as, you know, Moyo's lawyer, as a good lawyer will do, was, you know, subpoenaing bank records and all sorts of stuff to try to get that number down. He says, you know, and it's not like she didn't steal at all. Like he says, like the number's closer to 7,500. They settled on 10,000 as a figure for like the restitution.
Anyway, so let's play the first interview here. And this was recorded with the prosecutor, the chief state attorney.
State's attorney.
What did I say?
Chief state's attorney.
I don't know. It's a Connecticut thing.
During court,
why don't they just say prosecutor?
Made the same mistake, and I was like, you gave him a promotion. But
LA law never had each
judicial district has a state's attorney, a top prosecutor essentially,
who now hates me. I'm glad I'm not on camera. Kevin Lawler.
Any comment on the judge's Moyo decision? Are you disappointed?
No, I'm not disappointed. I think the judge struggled with both sides of that. I think reasonable minds can disagree. I believe that a theft of public funds is of a serious nature. But that being said, I think the judge gave about as thoughtful a response as he could and balanced a lot of competing interests. And the state did what we could do to try and reach a just result, and that's all we can do. And so, that's.
Are you worried that somebody who works for community, say, sees a decision like this and thinks, well, as long as I volunteer with other organizations and stuff, I could steal $10,000 and then not have a criminal conviction?
I think every case is unique. Every case is decided on its own particular facts. And, as far as what messages are sent, I don't know. I couldn't answer that. But, from the prosecution point of view, thefts in the public community will be prosecuted vigorously. She was charged with larceny in the first degree. But the legislature allows you to apply for AR in that circumstance. We enforce the law as it's written, not as people think it should be.
Do you think the legislature should carve out a thing in the AR statute that says...
Not my decision. That's up to them.
Who's going to be watching over her other than probation? I'm sure she doesn't do something like this.
I think the people of Derby will be watching her very closely.
But she's never going to go. She lives in Milford. She's never going to go back. And
I don't know.
Who's going to make sure that she doesn't seek employment where she's going to be handling it up?
That's the job of the probation department, to enforce the court's orders. And again, this case isn't resolved for 2 years. Should she consciously violate the court's orders, she's subject to being brought back in, facing up to 20 years in prison for larceny in the first degree.
I mean, it's more a question for Mr. Thomas, but do a shoddy accounting procedures excuse theft? I mean,
they don't excuse theft, but you have to be able to prove theft.
So that was the prosecutor, Kevin Lawler, and this is Eugene Driscoll on Valley Navel Gazing, which is heard on WNHH 103.5, New Haven's community radio station. We never do that FCC ID anymore, and I think we're going to jail for it in the new era. So here's now Mayor Delgado. It's only a minute long. This is you talking to her after Sarah was accepted into the AR program. Moyo. I can never say her last name. After Sarah Moyo was accepted into the AR program, which is essentially a special form of probation that if you keep your nose clean for 2 years, the crime is erased from the record.
Mayor Delgado, what kind of message do you think the judge's decision sends to other employees of the city of Derby who, does it give them a green light to steal as long as they volunteer?
Listening to his verdict was very comprehensive. She was not let off the hook anyway. Just as she qualified for AR and she was awarded AR, she needs to take classes, and she has to pay full recitation they agreed on, and she's got to take classes. So, in 2 years, she has to be that good person that the judge hopes she will become.
And then there seemed to be like a confusion over how much, or a dispute over how much money was allegedly taken. Are there any different accounting procedures
There's new procedures. The board that's made up of the membership it right away was able to see the bank statements. That was never done before. Credit card has been shredded. There's no need for credit card. The city offers the senior center a budget for anything emergency. That money the money was taken from, and furniture was purchased from, was in-house. It was never in the minus. That account had almost $30,000. It was never in the minus, and now it is like 14.
Yeah, less than 14.
Less than 14. So that's in-house
money that belonged to the seniors.
They raise in their Derby Day booth and so on and so forth. So
it wasn't money that the city had budgeted.
No,
it was money that came in for programs that she was skimming off of, essentially.
So the internal money that they do so many programs. They do crafts and they sell them. They do raffles.
They do scholarships to the high school seniors.
Yeah. So that's internal money that they.
But I mean, it would have been used for the seniors if she hadn't stolen. Right.
So in the same venue, the new director, and under the guidance of the membership committee, any items that are purchased need to go through a vetting process. It's nothing spent for emergency. There's no reason for that. We have city budget to take care of anything in the building for emergency. So it's always been now. There's new procedures in place. I mean, they could talk more on how they do that, but the board sees the bank statements.
So, I mean, are you disappointed with the judge's decision?
I honor what he has to say. I mean, I did my job defending the seniors, and, you know, it's up to the judge, and that's where
but the money that comes in cash, the cash that comes in when they pay for something, their food.
They do dinners, they do a monthly dinner, they do a monthly breakfast, it's $4, I think.
And each of those events are now being kept track of as to exactly what comes in and exactly what goes out.
All right, like I said, that was Mayor Degatto. And then to close out our reporting on this story, last but not least, is Dominic Thomas, who represented Sarah Muyo.
I think it was, I'm happy for my client. I'm happy that she can go forward now. And I don't have any fears that she can falter.
Like, if there is someone who works for the city of Derby who saw what happened in court today, don't you think that what they could infer from that is, hey, I could steal $10,000 as long as I do volunteer work and get a good lawyer to apply AR?
That would be a completely superficial thing, because the fact of the matter is, as the judge said, he took the whole life into account. He took the whole picture into account.
Well, if you have a good life, can you steal $10,000 then? Is that what they're saying, essentially?
Well, if you're saying, if I have a good life, I'm just going to go steal it. There were many other factors that the judge pointed out that impacted this. I mean, one of the things that was in the report and everything like that I mentioned in there is she and her family put substantial amounts of money into the center. Now, the proper way isn't to go use the credit card to take it out. You know what I mean? That isn't the point. That's improper. But that is a completely simplistic view to say, therefore, in under that case, no one should get AR. Under your philosophy, nobody should ever get AR. Nobody should ever get it. Because, in fact, anybody that's given AR, that anybody could look at it and say, oh, I can do that. No, that's not the case. That's not the case. And you look at the total picture, and also you look at, there were many other factors. What, you want to write a story? Go pull that arrest warrant. Find out who misrepresented.
Now, the file sealed.
Sealed now. Who misrepresented to the police? Somebody. The statements to the police were, nobody ever used that card. She's the only one that had possession of it. It was a total wrong. It was totally wrong.
Wouldn't that be like making a false report?
I don't know. I'm not out to get anybody else.
Do you think other crimes were committed to?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I was asked that question in a conference with them. And I am not one to loosely accuse anybody of a crime. Okay? I do not believe, nor do I have any evidence of any crimes being committed by other people. I just believe that the senior center finances need to be controlled the way any other entity within the city or any other nonprofit is controlled. There needs to be appropriate supervision. They operated too much on a cash basis. They operated without records. I subpoenaed the receipts. I never received them. I have no idea where they are. But where is their accounting? That was my point. That is not, I want you to stress, this is not an excuse for my client, you know what I mean? But what I'm saying to you is, These are the kind of things I think that the Derby needs to take a look at.
That's been true in the Derby Tax Collector's Office, Ansonia Tax Collector's Office, Oxford. People bring in cash and nobody accounts for it.
Mike, that's an oversimplification, okay? I mean, I handled the Oxford Tax Collector's case. It's an oversimplification of what was going on in there. You have to understand something. In many of these cases, and this is one of the points I made in my report, there is efforts to conceal. One of the reasons the judge pointed out her aberrant behavior is there was no effort to conceal anything on her part. You know what I mean? I mean, you could have easily picked up the statement, taken a look at it, and seen, you know, what was done. There wasn't an effort to conceal it. So, you know, as Judge said, it was a very difficult decision for her. I'm pleased for my client. I hope, I'm confident she will play it forward, like the judge said.
All right, so with that, that brings our stories, hopefully, on this matter to an end. We've covered it from the beginning. I've now fulfilled my podcast duties to WNHH 103.5 in New Haven. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Later.